Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Rumor has it the Fed is probably going to raise interest rates. What will that mean for Humboldt County? It's a hard question to answer. For Humboldt, if you want to buy a house, the real estate market is already priced very high. If that interest rate goes up, then it will force many middle-class folks to settle for less than they want. Local realtors have told me that prospective buyers sometimes put up cash offers that greatly exceed the asking price just to get the house. Seems to me if the federal government wanted to actually curb inflation, it would make more sense to reopen the Keystone Pipeline or knock down those gas prices, which would certainly take some pressure off inflation. Why not solve the easiest problems first, then work your way up to the big ones? The textbook answer for why the feds raise the rate is to make it more expensive to obtain credit. However, shouldn't that be done when the economy is red hot? No matter what news source you read, real or fake, most agree that the market is not thriving. The middle class is already getting squeezed hard with inflation. If the interest rate is raised, you are now making it harder to buy on credit. Weak economies need money and freedom to expand. This out-of-control inflation, it's a tax on middle-class people, and the rate hike in these conditions is a tax on their hopes and dreams. This is like two really bad taxes in one package if this happens. In other news, it doesn't get much coverage. This is an election year, and it could make a big difference for Humboldt County. Over the last few years, a lot of damage has been done. Small, radical partisan groups scored serious political wins in the last few election cycles. We are starting to learn that just because you get elected by a well-run team doesn't necessarily mean you have the skill set for the job. We see that some of the people that win, they seem to listen to the small and odd group that got them elected, not so much their constituents. And that's a dangerous thing. Enthusiasm coupled with no experience, not always a good thing. It can lead to problems with city budgets, with payroll, and even with making sure that meetings run smoothly. I'm not allowed to campaign for any specific candidate on the radio because of the fairness rules, and I respect that. My goal is to just get you thinking and encourage your participation in the process. The only way for the small partisan groups to lose their hold on the process is for good people to get involved in campaigns. Also, more citizen journalists stepping up would be nice too. This year, I will be especially looking for candidates that don't want to continue the status quo, and even more importantly, do not want to allow Humboldt to continue exponentially multiplying its homeless, running down the business sectors to property crime, and refusing to welcome new investment in the economy.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.